Belgorod. Russia claims it was carrying 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war. Downing Street's ruled out conscription to the armed forces, insisting military service will remain voluntary. It's after the head of the army warned it would be necessary to call up members of the public in the event of a war. Conservative MP Bob Seeley, who's a former British Army officer, agrees that more reservists are needed.
We need to be doing much more quickly. And I think we do need to be doing more, and we probably need to be spending more on defence because we're living in a much more dangerous world.
Police say they've confirmed two children found dead at a house near Norwich died of knife wounds to the neck. Their deaths and that of a woman discovered with them in Cossey on Friday are being treated as murder. The death of a man also found there isn't considered suspicious. There was a surprise moment at the post office inquiry, with a former investigator insisting he still believed an exonerated sub-postmaster was guilty. William Quorum was among hundreds wrongly convicted because of faulty accounting software and died before the verdict was overturned. Raymond Grant says he stands by his investigation. Meanwhile, Rab Thompson from ALVA and Clack Managers, the latest to have his conviction quashed.
At the moment, it's still not sunk in. I'm a bit emotional. And hopefully it will sink in eventually. When it will, I'll be high as a kite. Don't get me wrong, I'll be just want to walk the streets with my head held high.
Ray's broken the record for the most Brit nominations received in a single year. She's up for 7 awards. Sport: Liverpool have a 2-1 aggregate lead going into the second leg of their EFL Cup semi-final at Fulham, which is just getting underway. The winners will meet Chelsea in the final. Rangers are goalless in the early stages of their match at Hibs. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
Good evening.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
You are listening to Phoenix 98 FM Community Radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. Thanks to the Orient Hour crew for the last hour. They are back at 7pm next Wednesday. For the next 2 hours, you've got Meanickfield and another round of curveballs. 2 hours of boss tunage, both from here and around the world. We started off with very much from here, local legends, Depeche Mode, of course, currently touring arenas round the country. I think they're playing the O2 Arena on Saturday, as I was just looking up. And that track of theirs was People Are People, of course. I remember that song being the theme tune to a kids' science show. I think it was called It'll Never Work. And it wasn't until a few years later that I actually found out that, you know, it's actually a real song. It wasn't written for a TV show. So, yes, always nice when you make discoveries like that. And, well, I would say no one does Knocked Off like Depeche Mode, and that in many ways they are the perfect band for January. And the next track that I have for you, stay tuned, because I'll be chatting to Isaac Thomas later on in the show, and we'll also have the gig guide in a round of Cheer with Nick. Here's another song that sums up January quite well. It's by the Hillmisters, and it's called Madness and Civilization.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
It's not important. letting up emotions, gives me confidence that I can cut the burden and give it all I've got. I pull it back, you push it deeper. I don't get the sense I can do wrong.
Two tracks in a row here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. First up, it was the Hillmisters and Madness and Civilization, which was from an album of theirs, which came out like over a decade ago now. But the band are still out and on the live circuit. I think they did at least one gig just before Christmas. And good to see them still out and about. And I think that track still sounds as good now as it did back then. And the track you just heard was Myopia with Mad Song. Myopia, very busy on the live scene just recently. They have some busy gig. They were at Hotbox in Chelmsford on last Thursday night. I didn't get the chance to read out a lot of gigs last week, unfortunately. We had a very big show where we had interviews with four metal bands who were about to play a gig at Chinnery's, and we also chatted to the organisers as well. So, and from what I can hear, the gig that was put on by 035 Promotions went really well. And you can listen back to all the interviews and all the songs. We actually sort of like didn't get the chance to play as much music as we wanted to last week. It's all available now on the Phoenix FM website to listen to, phoenixfm.com/category/curveballs. Anyway, back to Myopia. They played at you might have spotted them alongside the Penny Antics, other previous guests on the show, and Rat Hole at Hotbox in Chelmsford last week. They have a busy few days coming up this week. They're playing the Essex Bar this coming Friday at the Essex Arms here in Brentwood on Friday night. Also on the bill, Junction 28 and Slumber. And then on Saturday night, they're going to Cambridge, where they're playing at the 6-6 Bar. So yes, a couple of busy days ahead for them. Hopefully we'll have them back on the show this year. If you have a gig coming up that you would like us to know about, do let us know via the usual means. Email us radio@phoenixfm.com. You can also, what else can you do? You can also find me on all the socials at Nick Field Media. We're also on the X Twitter site at Phoenix FM, which I am also at Nick Field Media. And there's the Curveballs Facebook page, facebook.com/curveballradio, which you can get in touch with us as well. And if you're on the Phoenix FM website now, there's a message button. There's a chat room and a webcam that you can go see as well. So yes, do get in touch. We do love hearing from you. Next up, this is brand new from some good buddies of ours, Lyrical Strangers.
Swerving, leaning, weaving, demeaning, seeping, what's the point in believing?
Roads that are winding, lights that are blinding, stars that are shining, bright, not winding, satellite traveller, king of the road.
Satellite hustler, story untold. Struggle at a high street, weight simmer down. Haggle at a back street, late in the town. All the rage, accelerate battle. City to the marshes, straighten at a cattle.
They call it dead traffic. Trying to move, but weaving. All day, just that. And you're trying to breathe, but scheming. They call it dead traffic. What's the mood under meaning? Some days, ecstatic. What's the point in believing?
Featuring, of course, the vocals of Mark Anthony, who we had on the show around this time last year. Hopefully, we'll have him on again soon. That is Lyrical Strangers and Dirt Traffic, brand new from them. If you want to get in contact with Curveballs tonight, if you have a question for Isaac Thomas, if you would like to recommend us anything on the show, I have actually just realised I started telling you about all the contact details during the last link. They're still the same as they were. Email radio@phoenixfm.com, and I'm on all the socials at Nickfield Media. So you know the drill with that already. Let's go on and play another song. This is I was forwarded this by Michelle from Eat My Brunch. So thanks for this, Michelle. She'll be back at 10 a.m. tomorrow, of course. This is Chroma.
Girls talk and talk a lot. Not specifically about.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
I didn't know what to do.
Two tracks in a row here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. First up, brand new from Chroma, entitled Girls Talk. And the track you just heard was Rocket Kings and the Yellow Bird of Fortune. 2 weeks ago, Rocket Kings were on the show. You can listen back to that interview by visiting the Curveballs page on the Phoenix FM website, which, if you're on now, you can get by clicking anywhere it says Curveballs. I'll be chatting to Isaac Thomas after this from one of the other bands that you can see performing at the Essex Arms here in Brentwood on Friday night. It's Junction 28.
Yeah.
Another of the bands that you'll be able to see live at the Essex Arms here in Brentwood this coming Friday, that's Junction 28 and Age of Hatred. Edge of Hatred, sorry. I think there might have been a rude word in that song. If so, I apologise. And also, they'll be playing there this Friday alongside Myopia, who you heard earlier, and Slumber. On the subject of things happening here in Brentwood, happening right here in the studio next, I'm going to be joined in the studio by Isaac Thomas. We kick things off with a track of his entitled Sinking, which is next.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
Sad song. Up, up to the edge, 'cause everything is everything and everything is better. From my Chipotle guys, heaven of anger. Towards the gate, the way they unspoken. Dark nights, I'm a bore. My demons, they just get bored, and I can't take it no more. This I'm burning and becoming numb to every consequence I face. It's killing me, oh, me, imperfect, not accurate to picture. I'm thinking of.
Isaac Thomas here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that track was entitled Sinking, which we won't be doing right now. Isaac Thomas joins me in the studio now. Good evening, good sir.
Good evening, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome, matey. How the devil are you, my man?
Yeah, I'm good, yeah.
Good, good. We were chatting during that song, and it sounds like there's more than one person on that particular song, but no, it is all just you.
No, everything's written, recorded, mixed and mastered by myself, yeah. Just trapped myself in my room and work hard, yeah.
Blimey, you must have a blooming big bedroom if you've managed to fit all those instruments into it.
All guitars and bass are recorded by me, and vocals, obviously, but drums I program, so I don't have a drum kit in my room.
Fair enough. Yeah. Probably for the best.
Yeah.
Righto. So where do you hail from?
Brentwood, yeah. Shenfield.
Ah, yes, you're a local yeah. boy. So where did it start with all these instruments?
So... I come from quite a musical family anyway. My dad plays bass, plays in a band. A lot of the Irish side of my family, they're into their instruments, they sing. So I've always sort of had that. Mm. But what really got me into it was my mum's iPod playlist when I was 7 years old, like, got me into rock music. So I was like, I want to learn an instrument. It was bass because my dad plays it, so he could teach me, didn't have to pay for lessons. And I never did any, like, graded booklets or anything like that. I just played because I loved it, not because I had to. So I was just learning songs that I liked. And from then on, I progressed to guitar and then songwriting, really, yeah. Production, I was just wanted to write so much that I would just trap myself in my room and make till I sort of... got my craft, yeah.
Mm. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, it is certain all those years of hiding in your room have served you really well because you've got something that sounds louder than a lot of bands that I've had in. So we're going to listen to we'll chat more after we have heard your latest single. So tell us about Carousel.
Carousel is what I believe to be my strongest song yet. Is like, with all my releases, my first release was when I was 16, and you can hear, like, each release from then, the production just gets better and better and better, and this is where I'm at now. This is, like, the standards that I produce, yeah. It taps into, a lot of mental health stuff. I like to be brutally honest. I want people to be able to resonate with my music, and, yeah, it's got to mean something. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you've given it an Everest of expectation now, but I am sure it is more than capable of reaching that. Well, let's resonate with Isaac.
The distorted echoes in my head. I don't wanna stay the same, cause it's a f***ed up path ahead. I keep walking through the fire, cause I'm a relentless fool. Thought that light tangled wire, fatigued till I fall, I've lost my head. And compulsive, living in a reality that doesn't exist, like a needle piercing through my skin. I'm so broken that I need a safety pin. I keep walking through the fire, cause I'm a landless friend. Thought that light tangled wire.
Can I go so I'll trust myself?
Brand new from Isaac Thomas here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That is entitled Carousel. Isaac Thomas joins us in the studio now. So where can people get their hands on that single, Isaac?
It's available everywhere, every streaming platform, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, YouTube, Deezer. There's a music video for it on YouTube as well. But yeah, everywhere.
Excellent. Good stuff. Now, listening to something like that, which sounds like it, and, you know, I know I've said it sounds like it was made by more than one person, and the fact that it isn't is mightily impressive. So how would you describe your sound, and who are your main influences?
My sound is like a blend with, like, metalcore, electronica, like, kind of new metal-y, but I'd say new metal, metalcore is what you could properly label it as.
As someone who was there when all of that came out, I am totally for all of this.
I'd say my biggest inspiration is Linkin Park. They're literally the reason I'm doing music right now. They're the reason I picked up the bass guitar, because I wanted to learn what I've done on bass. I was lucky enough to meet Chester as well just 16 days before he passed. So
wow.
Everything I do is because of that band. So Linkin Park, Bring Me the Horizon as well, as we were just talking about. Everything they do is amazing, and they're always inspiring me to create something fresh and unique.
Excellent, good stuff. We are going to listen to some Bring Me the Horizon next,
which I've picked.
yes indeed. We always get people to, we always get our guests to pick some songs for us to play. And well, you have you're pretty much fresh from Bring Me the Horizon's latest gig.
Yeah, two of them on the weekend. Yeah, Saturday and Sunday. Back to back.
Blimey. I bet you were quite exhausted after that.
Yeah.
Do I understand that at least one of Bring Me the Horizon is your new best mate?
Yeah. I don't know about best mate, but
it'll do for the interview.
Yeah. lead singer Ollie Sykes posted my music on his Instagram, which was a mega moment. Lost my mind.
Obviously you will have how long Bring Me the Horizon have been around, and for you growing up and looking up to them, that must have been just like the highlight of your life.
He's like one of my biggest idols as well, so that was crazy. I sent him it, but I never thought he would post it on his Instagram.
Absolutely phenomenal, matey. Well, you can now say it. You can now call yourself Isaac Thomas, as recommended by Bring Me the Horizon. Thank you very much. Right, well, let's bring back some gig memories. This is Dark Side.
Yeah.
Footsteps in the basement. Out of body, but there's no escaping.
Bring Me the Horizon, and the track that kicks off their gigs at the moment. So if you go, so if you go and watch them a lot, like our guest tonight, Isaac Thomas, does, then that's what you'll be greeted with. So yes, and a fine way to start the show, yeah. I would imagine. We've heard two of your tracks so far. We're going to hear another one in probably a couple of tracks' time.
Yeah.
So tell us about the material that you have available at the moment.
As in, like, released right
yes.
now. Yeah, it's all pretty similar, like, sonically, and everything's like that metal meets electronica sort of sound.
Absolutely.
I'm working on stuff now that's quite a bit different, like a lot more
interesting,
a lot more heavy stuff, and
even heavier.
Yeah.
Excellent. Because how many singles have you got available at the moment?
Singles, four, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. But tracks out.
Yeah.
I have nine, I think.
Right.
Nine. Yeah. A six-song EP that I released when I was 16 called A Catastrophic Ending. And I released two singles of summer 2022, Sinking and Skin and Bone, which one's been played, Sinking. Skin yep. and Bone will be played later. And then just last November, Carousel. So, yeah, nine songs out.
Excellent. And you have, and is the plan to do more of those this year?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. This year I'm working on getting together live shows and releasing as much music as I can. Yeah.
Excellent. Yes, because have you had the chance to play live yet?
Not yet. That's something I'm going to work on this year.
To be honest with you, you'll be running around playing yeah. lots of different instruments at the moment.
Yeah.
Not the easiest of tasks.
Loads of people have been saying they'd love to see it live and everything, and you've got to do that. So, yeah, it's just about finding musicians. So, yeah, if there's anyone listening that is a metal or rock musician, hit me up.
Absolutely. radio@phoenixfm.com, folks, and we will happily pass it on.
Yeah.
Right, we are going to listen to another musical selection next, and we're going to listen to a bit of Bad Omens.
Yep.
Now, when you sent me this selection, I was just like, idiots. Yes. It's spelled IDWT$.
I don't want the money.
Exactly. Well, tell us a bit about Bad Omens, because they were a new name for me.
Yeah. I think I first heard of them about 2 years ago, a song called Limits, and they released a new album, I think it was spring 2022, and it's just like an amazing album. Like, there's like no skips, and everyone's loving them at the moment. They've properly blown up, and they were on tour with Bring Me the Horizon, so I saw them on the weekend twice as well, and yeah, they're just amazing.
And here they are being just that.
Could happen. You trapped in the bottom of your wishing well, buried underneath the world.
Bad Omens here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and IDWT dollar sign, or as it's more in his own, I don't want that money. As chosen by my guest tonight, Isaac Thomas. So, Isaac, where can people go to find out more about you and more about your music?
I have in my Instagram bio, _ Isaac Thomas is my Instagram. I have my website. It's like a hyperlink with all my social medias, like TikTok and everything, contact info, and of course all the streaming services for my music. So yeah, I just head to my Instagram or my TikTok for that. Yeah,
excellent. So just look up Isaac Thomas, and Isaac is spelled I-Z-A-A-K.
Yeah.
So should be a little. As far as I know, there's slightly fewer of those around than the regular spelling of Isaac. So
that was my mum's choice, that spelling.
Righto. Well, yeah. Fair enough. Who am I to argue with that? So next up, we are going to listen to Linkin Park and Don't Stay. And you've just shown me the photo of you with Chester when you were 12.
Yeah.
And well, you know, I don't think there's much more about them that we could gush about them for hours, couldn't we?
Yeah, best band ever.
And well, here they are being just that.
Yeah.
To breathe. Sometimes I need you to stay away from me.